Lakuta Sikha is Chelek Chabez, Parsha Achre, Sikha Aleph. B'tchilas Parsha Seino, at the beginning of this week's Parsha, was Verdat Seilt, where the Torah relates, Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Dabar al Aaron v'Goymer, speak to Aaron, and it continues, Val Yovei b'chol eis al HaKadosh, you shall not come to the Holy of Holies at any given time, whenever he wants to go there. Only in this situation shall Aaron come into the Holy of Holies. So, and it goes on to relate the Avaida of Yom Kippur. What is meant to do there on Yom Kippur, the one day that he goes into the Holy of Holies. So it says in regards to this, state in Pasuk, Sein is bat kodesh yilbash, a holy shirt or tunic of made of linen, he shall be dressed in that. That's one of the garments that he should wear. Is a linen shirt. Shtolzach Rashi advertek seinus batz. Rashi quotes the words a linen shirt when it's mefarish, and he explains. Magid, from this we learn she'enim shamish lifnim b'shmeinim begadim, that he did the service. Inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he didn't wear the eight garments that he normally would normally wear when he did Avoda, when he did the service in the Beis HaMikdash outside the Holy of Holies. Why doesn't he wear the eight garments? Because there is gold in those eight garments. Because gold is a prosecutor, prosecutes the Jews for, it brings to mind the sin of the golden calf, and since he's going into the Holy of Holies to pray on behalf of for the atonement of the Jewish people, so he can't wear gold inside the Holy of Holies. Rather, Elabar Bo Kekayin Hedyet, he only wears four garments like a regular Kayin. He is the high priest, so he doesn't wear the eight garments that a high priest wears. He wears the garments that a regular, ordinary Kayin wears, which is only four. The kulam shobutz, all of them are made of linen. A regular kohen wore the four garments, which are the shirt, the trousers, the girdle, the belt, and the turban. The pashtus is the pshat and pirush Rashi. On the surface, it seems that what the meaning of this Rashi is, erkum dofar emfer, and he comes to answer, vazdosh state the tzivui of anton the begodim, that over here the Torah gives us the command that he should wear these garments, k'seinus bad kodesh yilbush, bigdei kodesh heimel aveisham, that he has to wear this shirt and so on, and they are garments of holiness and he should wear them. And it seems to be saying it via naya zach, as if it was a new thing that the Torah is telling us, this new thing that he has to wear these garments, achidush dover, as if there was something new being said here, unique, something that we haven't heard before. When in fact it's already been related back in Parshat Tetzaveh. Sa'idim etzem chiyuv tzemachan begodim. First of all, it relates there that Hashem told Moshe that he should make fashion these garments. Sa'id chiyuv zeitzotrogon, also that the kayanim are to wear them. When they come into the oil maid, or when they approach the Mizbeach to do service, the Lo Yisu Ovim V'Meisu, and they shall not bear the sin of not having warned them, and therefore they would die. So in other words, the Torah already told us that Kayanim must wear these garments when they do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. So Vos Gido Tzu, Vos Gitzu Der Tzivoi Do Bam Dibir La'aren. So what is being added when the Torah repeats it in regards to Aaron, that he should wear these garments when he goes into the Holy of Holies? Is Rashi Mavar? So therefore Rashi explains, as the Pasuk Kum Dozog Magid, that the Pasuk is telling us something new. Nisht Ois Serechan in the Big Day Kohuna. It's not coming merely to tell us these are the garments that a Kayan wears. Undem Tzivoi Yazmedavze Onton, and not, nor that there is a mitzvah that he must wear these garments. Then when they go in to do the service in the holy place, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not what he's coming to tell us, nor rather what he's coming to tell us, Antam blois di begodim, that he is meant to wear only these four. Unish de shmeinim begodim, and not the rest, the other four garments that a kayin gadol normally wore. Which also those other four, the eight garments, were also mentioned earlier in Parshat Tzaveh. And that's what Aaron normally would wear. He is meant to wear eight garments, and over here the Torah only mentions four. So Rashi tells us that that's what he's telling us. When he goes to serve to do the service in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he shall not wear the normal eight, only the four. He's limited to those four, and gives the reason why, because there's no gold in them. But we still have to understand about this. Haysafas tevas magid in Pirush Rashi is v'derechlal nafal v'ender inyan v'as Rashi zok shteitnish b'pshat ha'posik mefurush. When does Rashi add the word magid? This comes to teach us. That's a word which Rashi normally uses when he is saying that something that is being learned from this pasuk is something which is not obvious from the ordinary reading of the pasuk, and there's some message underlying this pasuk which is being taught. That's when Rashi uses the word magid. The pasuk kum zodn givisazach, but rather on the first reading you might not notice this, but the Torah is telling us this new thing which you wouldn't otherwise understand. Noisef evdem vasazog befeirish. In addition to what the pasuk says explicitly, there is also an underlying message, and that's what Rashi uses when he uses the word magid. Is done in Shvastanik, so we have to understand in this case that Inyan as a tuta nordi arba begodim, nitshmaina begodim, this idea that he should wear only these four garments and not the eight that he normally wears, stayed befeirish in the pasuk. It's clearly stated in the pasuk. It mentions all four garments that he should wear. So it's the explicit understanding of what the pasuk is. So what does Rashi mean, magid, as if there was some underlying message going on here? Another thing we have to understand, the siyum from Lashon Rashi, how he concludes this. He says, "Ela barba kekayin hedit." Only, rather, he wears only the four like an ordinary kayin, b'kulam shulbutz, and all of them are made of linen. So we have to understand about this. First of all, menzet in pasuk adozarin oizgerechem darba begodim. The pasuk, if you look at the pasuk, you see that there are four garments mentioned. Is vazdaf as Rashi zong? Why does Rashi have to tell us only with these four? It's right there in the pasuk that it's for. Number two, vasizer meisef v'machadish kekayin hedid. What does he mean to add when he says like an ordinary kayin? Why does he have to say that? Meveiz doshem from Frier. We already know from earlier in Parshat Tetzaveh as a kayin hedid troknor arba abagodim that it's the ordinary kayin that wears the four garments. So why does Rashi have to add it here as if it adds something to this discussion? Number three, b'chol oifen. In any case, l'may nafkimina. As thus is kikayin hedyet. So the question number two is, we already know that it's a kayin hedyet, where it's for, and then why is it important for us to know that this is like a kayin hedyet? I included both questions into question two, but it's divided into two separate questions. Number four, the kulam shalbutz, all of them are made of linen. Estate beferish and pasuk. This is also stated explicitly in the pasuk by yeder and fundi begodim. In fact, it's mentioned by every single one of them. As is also from bad that it should be made out of linen. Thus is Rashi meisav v'kolam shulbutz. Why does Rashi add they are all made of linen? Gimel lachayrav al mingikend linen. So it would seem that we might be able to answer this as Rashi kum shoyl zayin gor and under a pirush. Rashi is coming to point out and eliminate some other understanding of the pasuk which we may have thought, which is learn in the pasuk seinus bat kodesh. When you learn this pasuk that he shall wear the holy garment, the holy shirt of linen, one could say as follows: Ayesa meveishim from parashat tzavah. Since we already know from earlier in parashat tzavah as Aaron kain gadol hachmeinu begodim that Aaron the high priest the kain gadol has eight garments, vazei zainen, Well, they'll say alazan el kavod el sefaros, that they, those eight garments are meant to, that he should serve in the Beis HaMikdash with honor and with beauty. It takes these eight garments to, for Aaron's, let's call it, to be presentable for his avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, in a way of honor and beauty. So, wie kommt es, dass beim Reingehen achas b'shana l'kodesh kodashim, how then is it that when he goes once a year, he goes into the Holy of Holies, zolor onta nor defir begodim, that he should wear only four garments, unnijdi ander defir, not the other four, and which leads us to memayit zayin indim l'kavod l'savaris, which means it diminishes the presentability of Aaron the high priest when he goes in on Yom Kippur into the Holy of Holies. Why is he going in a way that diminishes his honor and beauty? And because of this question, we may have been led to understand the pasuk in this way, as the pasuk kumt nish zogn as a darf anton nor difir begodim, that the pasuk doesn't mean to say that he should wear only these four varmesis pashut as a darf anton b'mekolshkim mekavuchim v'nagansin yar, because it's obvious, and we know this from if the whole year this is true, that he has to wear alushmeni begodim, he has to wear all eight garments, then how much more so when he goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim, the high point of the year, the high point of his avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. When we says mashuv from another mafarshei Torah, in fact there are others that do in fact say this. So then, what is the pasuk saying? The pasuk kum zogn dem shinu shebiyom kippurim, that the pasuk is only teaching us what's different about the garments that he wears in Yom Kippur. As di dalad begodim v'avzayin demols biyom kippurim andish, that these four garments that the pasuk here points out, talks about, they should be different on Yom Kippur than they are for the rest of the year. In which way? Agans yerazayin indeed dalav begodim v'gizoktan pashat savak seinish sheish mitznefes sheish v'avneit, that the rest of the year these four garments, which are the shirt and the trousers and the belt, the gartel and the hat, they should all be made of linen, but the linen was spun in a specific way. It was given sheish mozar, it was spun linen. Masha'en kinda b'yom kippurim, whereas these four garments, which are made of linen, but the ones that he wears on Yom Kippur, is k'sein as bad. It's true that it's linen, but it's in a plain linen fashion, not spun in a very fancy way or whatever, in a very specific way, but it's a plain linen garment. And that's why the pasuk points out k'sein as bad. Bad means plain linen. Umichnes bad, and the trousers are bad. Uba'avnet bad, and the gartel is bad. Uba'mitznef is bad. The pasuk mentions it by every single one. Nish sheish mosher, and he doesn't say, like he says back in Parshat Tzaveh, in regards to the four garments of the kohen, that it should be spun linen. Nor ein chut, but rather over there it was spun of many twilled. It many, many strands were twilled into one strand, and then that was woven into a garment. Here, it should be one strand woven, meaning the strands that are woven are singular strands rather than spun out of multiple strands. On the ribbit, at the pasuk Norvegen, there levishu v'nidalu v'godim, and that's why the pasuk only mentions these four. So in other words, what Rashi was concerned that we might think is that, of course he wore all eight garments. How's he going to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim without these beautiful presentable garments? Rather, what the pasuk is saying over here is that the four which are made out of linen should be not out of spun linen, but out of plain linen. That's the difference that the pasuk is pointing out when it mentions these four garments for Yom Kippur. Und das ist Rashi Shoylo, so therefore Rashi wants to make sure that we understand that it's not so. Mit sein Pirush Magid, that's what the Pasuk, Rashi says, the Pasuk teaches us, nish vi mahat kent lernen, not as we might have thought, as the Pasuk is nor mefarish dem shine, that the Pasuk is only pointing out the four garments which are changed for Yom Kippur, but in fact he wears all eight. Talacher is nor in the Dala Begadim, and the changes only apply to the four garments. Aber er is nitshel de levishuf ne'aner Dala Begadim. But the pasuk is not trying to eliminate, tell us that he shouldn't wear the other four garments, which are the tzitz, the golden plate on his head, and the chayshin, the breastplate, the ephod, like an apron, and the me'il, which was a tunic, a blue wool tunic. So those, not that he should be, so the Rashi was afraid that we would think that he should wear those two. The only reason the pasuk mentions these four is because these are slightly different for Yom Kippur than they are for the rest of the year. So Rashi tells us, no, this is not the meaning. Rather, nor einem mishamish lefnim b'shmeinu begadim, the pasuk is teaching that he does not use all eight on Yom Kippur. The pasukum shelu zayin de begadim shu mishamish ben b'chutz. The pasuk is eliminating those other, the eight garments that he uses in the service outside the Bekadosh HaKadoshim. And he only wears the four that an ordinary kayim wears. That's what Rashi is trying to teach. But this is also a difficult thing to say, that this is what Rashi means, vile, because no yisiv laz, in addition to that, because even according to this explanation, we still have to understand what the meaning of magid is. Because in the end, the pasuk, Rashi is not really adding anything to what is not written explicitly in the pasuk. He's only trying to explain to us that we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking the other idea, which is that he should wear all eight. In other words, the other pshat, that he really should wear the eight garments, is something which is not mentioned in the pasuk. It's something which the pasuk doesn't say. We may have forced that interpretation into the pasuk. So Rashi says, no, don't force any other interpretation on the pasuk. Take it literally. As the pasuk says, these are the four that he should wear. So therefore the word magid is not pointing out something which is underlying the explanation of the pasuk. His, Rashi's pshat, is explicitly mentioned in the pasuk. The pshat, the explanation that we want to force on the pasuk, is something that is not in the pasuk. So therefore, the word magid still doesn't fit. But in addition to that, is nice of them, the siyum for Pirush Rashi. What Rashi says at the end, kekayin hedyot, like v'chulim shel butz, like a kayin hedyot, and then he adds, and all of them are made of linen, is nishnar ibirig. That is, not only is that, it's not necessary for him to say that, not the zad gosha if lahepech, but that in fact makes an emphasis to the contrary of what he's trying to say, as gita makam litis, because that allows us to make the mistake. As the chiddush from pasuk is indeed dalad begadim, because now he emphasizes that there is something unique about these garments. Because the pasuk rechen yeh is the ones that the pasuk does mention, as kulam shlobutz, that they're all made of linen. Hepechanal in pirush Rashi, which goes the opposite of what Rashi is saying. As the chiddush from pasuk is bloizenem vasatrak nish de ander afir bigdizo. Rashi is trying to tell us that what the pasuk is telling us here is that he should wear only these and not the other ones. That's what Rashi says is the meaning of this pasuk. When he emphasizes that all of them are made of linen, that lends itself more to the mistaken interpretation that we may have thought, that they have to be of a certain type of linen, and that's what the pasuk is trying to say. So if Rashi is trying to eliminate that explanation, he shouldn't have brought attention to the fact that they are all made of linen, which may have led us to think that it's a different type of linen, and that's what the pasuk is trying to say. So therefore, Rashi shouldn't have mentioned that. That undermines his interpretation of the pasuk. Hey, is the bir bazeh? So the explanation is, Rashi kumda fa'emfer in ashayla. Rashi, why is Rashi explaining anything here at all? Is because he's trying to answer the following question, v'shteltzich in pasuk, a question that comes up in this pasuk. Fa'vash state oder pasuk. Why is this pasuk Vegan Levishas Abgadim, which talks about which garments the Kohen Gadol should wear. But Makom Zeh, why is it found here in the middle of the narrative of the Aveda that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur? L'chayra ha'tesgedaft shtein, it would seem that the right placement for that pasuk would be Ode far ala Avedas Gabonis and Kohen Gadol v'Yom Kippurim, either before he begins to talk about the specifics of what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, in the Friedikim pasuk, which would be in the previous pasuk, which already, the previous pasuk before this one already mentions about the Karbonis that he was bringing. So this should have said before that pasuk, Other Nachtem, or it should have been written after, at the very end, Vida Pasuk Rechentos Alar Avedis, or it should say at the very end, after listing all the services that he does. All the avodas that he was doing while he was wearing, and then he could mention, and he, while he's doing these avodas, he should wear these garments. So either before talking about the avoda, or after talking about the specifics of the avoda. But in the middle of it seems to be out of place. Von dem was der Teure zog dem Zivoi dog leich noden Pasuk bezois bepar ben bakal lechatzes v'ayel. From the fact that the Pasuk mentions the garments after the Pasuk in which he had already said this is what he shall do when he comes to do the service on Yom Kippur with a bull for a chatos and a goat for an oila, why after that the garments? We would have interpreted it to mean as the arba begadim tuter on nor badim par ben bakal lechatzes v'ayel oila. This may have led us to think that when should he wear these four garments of which the Torah now talks about? Only for those two karbanos which were mentioned in the previous pasuk. Then the pasuk says what he shall wear during those two karbanos. Then it goes on to talk about other karbanos which are not part of this group, and therefore that's not what he should wear for those other karbanos. Zayindid karbanos amiyuchadim lo b'yom kippurim. Why would we think that it should be, and what would be the reason, what's the logic that only for these two karbanos should he wear these four garments, whereas the other ones perhaps he should wear the normal eight? The reason would be, the logic of it is because these are specific to him. These are two karbanos that the Kohen Gadol himself brings. They are his personal karbanos that he brings, and therefore for those two he should be wearing these garments. The other karbanos that he's going to do during the rest of the day are karbanos which he does it's paid for by the community, not by himself. These two he pays for. That would be the logic of why it should be different by these two. Oh, but from the psukim weiter is klar. But then when you read, continue reading, and you see the psukim as it develops what he's doing the rest of the day, from there it becomes clear as number one, Eilosai, the carbon oila that he brought that was mentioned in this first pasuk, that Ayla oila vet kiton in andre begodim. That carbon is brought not with these four garments, but with the other four, the other garments. V'lovish begodim, as it says over there, he shall put on his garments. V'zdos mein tishmeidim begodim shu'evidim kolim esoshana. And when it says in the pasuk, he shall put on his garments, it means he shall put on the all eight garments, because as we know, he was changing back and forth for different types of services on Yom Kippur, from the four to the eight and back to the four and so on. So when it says he shall put on his garments for the bringing of the ayil of the goat for the oila, that it says it, he should be wearing the eight garments for that carbon. So that's one problem. Obviously that's doesn't mean that for those two karbanos should be wearing only these four. Number two, as the ala avodas bizoy losoy, all the other avodas until he brings his oila, the shnei seiri izim lachatos, which includes the two goats which he brought for a chatos, one that went to Azazel and one was brought as a chatos in the Beis Hamikdash for Nadas Bnei Yisrael, which those two goats were the atonement for the Jewish people, not his personal karbanos. On the avodas haktoiras, and then also the avoda of the burning of the incense, was vert oizgerechen noch Unza pasuk, and those things, those details of the avoda are mentioned after the pasuk about the four garments. Darfen oigetam verin the abayu gadam are also meant to be done with the four garments, and so it can't be that the reason that it's written in the middle right there, that the pasuk of the garments, the four garments, is written after the first pasuk and then before the other ones, can't be that it means that it should do only those two with these four, because first of all one of them was not done with the four, and then many other ones were done with the four, so that's why that can't be the meaning of it. The Ribbit is Rashi Mefarish. That's why Rashi says that Magid, from this we see She'ena Meshamesh Lefnim B'Shmeinu Begadim, that when he goes inside, what's being said here is that when the Kohen Gadol goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does not use the eight garments, Shumashamish Ben Bechutz, the ones that he uses when he does the service outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even on Yom Kippur. Afo pi as Pashtas HaKosef Zalcheira Mashma, even though it would seem, you might think from the reading of the Psukim, it would seem that as is Negeye Tzudibay the Karbonos was Verengezokt and Friedrich and Pasuk, it might seem to us that because of the placement of this Pasuk, that it might relate only to those two Karbonos which were mentioned in the previous Pasuk, Sai the Chatos and Sai the Oila, in regards to the Chatos and the Oila, is the Pirush Nishta Zay. So Rashi says, no, it might seem that way, but it isn't so. Nor the Pasuk Kum Zogen, but rather what the Pasuk is really telling us, in other words, the simple reading of the pasuk might lead you to believe that the wearing of the four garments only relates to those two korbanos mentioned in the previous pasuk. That's why Rashi says, Magid, no, that's only what would seem so. But in what the pasuk is really telling us is something which may not be so obvious. As Einem Shamash Lefnim B'Shmeinu Begadim, that the pasuk is telling us that any time he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he is not to be wearing the eight garments, which he will be using outside the Kodesh Gadashim, even today on Yom Kippur. Under Ayil Oila is the Hakavasa Bechutz, and since the Ayil, the goat that he's using, or the ram that he's using, it's not a goat, it's a ram, that he's using for an Oila, it's his personal carbon, but it is not brought inside the Kodesh Gadashim. It's something that is done outside the Kodesh Gadashim, and therefore there he would be wearing the eight garments. Uli Idach, and on the other hand, as we mentioned, the Alevite Avodas, all those Avodas which are listed following this Pasuk, the Azoyas Adam from the Shnei Siri, Izim and Nikteiris, the sprinkling of the blood of the two goats that were brought for the Yidden, and the Ktayres, those were all done, is the Chals Bifnim, the sprinkling of the blood was done inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, the burning of the incense was done inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Tzayrach Pnim, or some of the Avedis, they were there in order to facilitate what needs to be done inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. So any Aveda which is there in order to facilitate what's happening in the Kodesh Kedoshim is also considered like the Avodas Pnim, what's being done for the inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore those garments, even though they're listed after this Pasuk, are also done with the four garments. So in other words, the placement of this Pasuk does not in any way indicate that it only relates to those two Karbonas. Rashi says that's a mistaken understanding of it. One of those karbonos is not done with the four garments, is done with the eight garments. Many of the avodas which are listed after are done with the four. Und das gufe is the tam, was der inyan abagadim shtei dafke da nochen pasuk bezois yav aron al kodesh. And that's the reason why the matter of the garments, the four garments, is mentioned between after the pasuk bezois yav aron nishfrir far ala karbonos, and not at the outset, before he begins to list the karbonos, unish better, or also not at the end, nachdem siyum from the karbonos amichanu v'yom kippurim, not at the end, after mentioning all of the karbonos which are specific to Yom Kippur. Why is that? Midem zog the pasuk, because the Torah, the pasuk, is trying to teach us by putting it here, as the levisha from the fir begadim is nish mitzad avodas hayom v'yom kippurim, that the wearing of the four garments has nothing to do with the fact that he's doing avoda on Yom Kippur, but rather it's addressing what is listed in the previous pasuk, which is this is how Aaron should come into the Holy of Holies. So first it tells us two karbonas, and then it tells us which garments he should use. These are the garments that he should wear when he goes into the Holy of Holies. That's why he lists it after that. The chiddush from Yom Kippurim, the shimush bifnim, what is so unique about the avodah of Yom Kippur, the fact that he goes into the Holy of Holies. The shimush bifnim kenish zayim mitshmeinim begadim, and therefore going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim cannot be with eight garments, shu mishamish ben bechutz, which is what he uses outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what he says, what he wears outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he doesn't mean what he wears all year round outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The main point is, it means the Aveda that he's going to do outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on this very day of Yom Kippur, he will also be wearing eight garments. But inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, these are the garments that he should wear when he goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vav. Al pi ze vert eich veremfet atmiye. This explanation, understanding it in this way, also answers another question that comes up. Favos Rashi bavaron ishtakashe bepshutus ol mikra. Why doesn't Rashi address a question that comes up, that jumps out at you, in the simple understanding of the psukim? And Rashi doesn't mention anything about it. What is that question? Since we now understand that a prosecutor cannot become the defender, and therefore gold cannot be the one that elicits atonement for the Yidden, on the far tar the Kohen Gadol nishmisham zayin v'gdazav, and that's why the Kohen Gadol cannot do the Yavaida on Yom Kippur with golden garments. Why then is it that when he is outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he is wearing his golden garments? So now, when we talk about the other Aveda that the Kohen Gadol does the rest of the year, even when he's doing an Aveda which that Aveda is in order to bring about atonement, like when he's bringing a Karban Chatas, let's say. The Karban Chatas is a sin offering which is meant to solicit atonement from Hashem. So, but the rest of the year, it wouldn't be a question why the Kohen Gadol can wear those eight garments, even when he brings a Karban Chatas. Because we're there, we could explain as ein katege nasa saneger, that this idea that the prosecutor cannot become the defender zakt menor in Yom Kippurim, it only applies to Yom Kippur itself. Why is that? Because the whole day of Yom Kippur is about atonement, as the name indicates, Yom HaKippurim, the day of atonement. So therefore, on this day, you don't wear golden garments. That would make sense. Whereas the rest of the year, it's okay. And that's why the Aveda that is done on this day, which is all about atonement, has to be done with you have to be very careful about how you do things. Not to introduce any form of that could be seen as a prosecution of the Yidden. Ah, gold. Where did they get the gold? It all came with the Egel Azov and so on. So that could be understood. But then when we look at the Aveda that he's doing on Yom Kippur, is nishverstandig. There we have to understand the ganze Aveda of Yom Kippurim, because all the Aveda of Yom Kippur, say in Aveda Befnim and the Aveda Bechutz, both the Aveda that he does inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and also the Aveda that he does outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, hot nish gedav zayin bebig dezav, none of it should be done with golden garments. He should be wearing his white garments all day long. So that's a question that jumps out at you, and Rashi doesn't address it. Is the beer bazeh? ungedeit in dem was the pasuk sein is bad kum behemshel zu pasuk b'zayis yevi aron. And the answer to this question comes from the fact that the pasuk about the white garments comes after the pasuk b'zayis yevi aron. How so? Durch magdim sein gleich was cholos avedis yom kippurim. By first, the very first thing that he writes about the avedis of Yom Kippur is b'zayis yevi aron b'par. This is what he shall bring to do his Aveda, which is his bull and his ram. Lernt uns, the Pasuk, the Torah is teaching us, as the Nekuda for Yom Kippurim is Nish de Aveda Sayyim nor Yobei Aron al HaKadosh. The Pasuk tells us at the outset, you want to know what this day is about? It's about Aaron going into the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's the center focus of the day of the Aveda of Yom Kippur. It's not about all those other Karbanos that are done outside, even if they're specific to Yom Kippur. It's all about Yavei Aaron al HaKodesh. This is where the focus is. The Knisa l'Kodesh HaKodashim, his entering into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Und das bringt die Kapara zu Yom Kippurim. And that's what it brings the atonement for Yom Kippur. Nor, however, b'chtei the knisa l'kodesh l'zayim b'yizdaf tzayim, but you can't just enter into the Kodesh HaKodashim. In order for the Kodesh HaKodashim to be done appropriately, it needs some background work to be done before you get to that point. Dav zayim b'zoyis, in order to get to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, there's a few introductory things which have to be done, which are the two karbanas that he mentions, the par and the ayil. As fader and zich fashid in the karbanas v'avaydas, it requires a number of different karbanas and a number of different types of service, sai b'fnim and sai b'chutz, both inside and outside, meaning outside the Kodesh HaKodashim, v'der ayil o'ayla, like for instance the ram that he has to bring as an ayla. So if you want to know what the focus is when he goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's where it's important that he shouldn't be wearing the gold garments. It needs some other things in order to facilitate his being able to enter into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Those have to be done outside, some of them. Some of them should also be done inside. But it's about going into the Kodesh HaKodashim. V'meila is verstandig, and therefore we can understand now, as the Bavarnish von Enka Tegen Asanega, that this whole idea that the gold cannot be present on this day in seeking atonement, the prosecutor cannot become a defender, is beikir in the art from kiapara from Kippurim. Where does that apply? To the place where the atonement is being reached, which is inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. In the Aveda B'fnim, only in the Aveda which he does inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. So therefore it's self-understood. The question is answered on its own. Rashi doesn't have to explain it. It comes from how he explains this pasuk. Zayin. V'bal das late Pirush Rashi is the chiddush from pasuk seinus bad begeimer in the shlila. So therefore, since the way Rashi sees it, what the pasuk here is telling us in this pasuk of these are the four garments that he should wear, is really meant as it's eliminating the other four. It's not these are the four he should wear. It's really telling us only these four and not the normal eight. That's what it's telling us. As befnim tarmanish mishamazayim bigdei zav, that inside the Kodesh HaKodashim is not allowed to wear the golden garments vile en kadegen asaneger, as he explained, because a prosecutor cannot become a defender. So according to this, is nishglatik. This leaves the following question. When we study the psukim about the garments of the kohenim in Parshat Tzava, Zetman, dem gedel azhiras was dav zayim b'levidus habagodim. We see that there was a very particular. It was very particular about that they have to wear it, and they have to wear all the garments that they are assigned to wear. K'dei adavaydus logatam b'rinayifim from the kabbalah sefaros, so that the avaydus should be done, as the pasuk says, with honor and beauty. So therefore you must wear everything that Hashem assigns for you to wear during the Aveda. Biz, and it goes so far as to say, as HaMishamish Mechusa B'Godim B'Misa, that if somebody does service, a Kohen does service in the Beis HaMikdash, lacking one of his garments, if he didn't put on one of the garments that he's meant to, he deserves death by the hand of heaven. So it's a very serious matter. So then how could it be, as Tzulib Ein Katege Nasas HaNeged, if just for this reason, that we don't want gold present in the place where we're seeking atonement, so the Kohen Gadol Nirzayim B'Shleimus L'Kavdus Sefaros, the Kohen Gadol should be put in a position where he is not being presented in his full honor and glory as the Torah requires. Never mind that he doesn't have the full beauty of the eight garments. He doesn't even wear eight garments. He only wears four. He could have said, make them different, the eight garments different. But he doesn't say that. How is it that for this reason, which seems like it's not that the Torah says, it's a reasoning that we give, that's why he shouldn't wear the eight garments, the golden garments. How could we diminish from the very important requirement that the Torah seems to put on the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol wearing the assigned number of garments? How could we just eliminate that for this reason? The reason of Ein Kategen Asaneg. V'yesh l'hoisim, and we can add another dimension to this question. Volt men gelern tazbiyem ikipurim izadin miyucha b'negei big dekona. If we would say that Yom Kippur has a whole different set of rules in regards to the garments of the Kohen Gadol. As the Kohen Gadol daf trogen danander sug begodim. The Torah says that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol wears other garments. The Torah would give a list of other types of garments that the Kohen Gadol should wear. This is what I want you to wear in Yom Kippur. Velchez miyuchad l'Yom Kippurim, there's a special set of garments which are designed specifically for the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Is nisha as a kosher? That wouldn't leave such a big question, because the geshem v'b'chol yis hashana teirah ungezogt adim from shmeida begadim to hakayin gadol. Because then it would simply be just like for the rest of the year, the teirah has a specific list of garments, which is the number eight garments with the gold and so on, the way the teirah designs them for the kayin gadol. That's what he has to wear all year. Just like he has those garments, in the same way, the Torah says, well, on this day, these are the garments that are specific to this day, this is what you should wear. Then it wouldn't leave a question. There are different halachas which apply to Shabbos and all day week long, specific types of avodas which are done on Yom Tov and then not on a regular day, and Yom Kippur, these are the garments you wear rather than the garments that I gave you for the rest of the year. Vibal dober azloid Rashi. However, Rashi doesn't see it this way. Rashi sees it is nishtoken din v'chidush miyuchat nididal begodim v'zakayin godl trakt. Rashi is saying that there is nothing unique and special about these four garments that the Torah lists over here in regards to Yom Kippur. It's not that the Torah said, I have a special set of garments that you're going to wear in Yom Kippur. There's nothing special about these four. It's not that these four are different. It's that you eliminate the other four, the ones with the gold. So there's nothing new and special that are specific to Yom Kippur about these garments. So therefore, the kasha, now the question becomes, sof sof kum tois, because in the end, the bottom line is, as the Kohen Gadol is dafke b'Yom Kippurim, kilo mechosu begodim, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the high point of the service, the big day, that's when he doesn't get to be presented in the way that he normally would in his full honor and glory. So that leaves a question, how is that? The farm was Rashi Bavoran, and that's why Rashi has to tell us, as the Kohen Gadol trokt arbo kikoyen hedyet, that the Kohen Gadol is wearing on this day four garments just like a regular Kohen. Thus was the Kohen Gadol truck bifnim nora bar begodim. The reason that the Kohen Gadol wears only four garments inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim is nishde pshat as a truck tfir from zayna acht begodim. It doesn't mean he's wearing only four of the eight which he normally wears. That's not what it means. That would mean that you're taking away from what he should be wearing. Rather, noras demult mishamish v'yakayin hedyet. Rather, Rashi points out, on this day, or rather not on this day, but in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he stands there like an ordinary Kohen. That's the point being made. He's not standing there in the full glory of a Kohen Gadol. He stands there with the garments of the Kohen Hedyot. that the Kohen Hedyot, nothing is being changed. That's what he always wears. A Kohen Hedyot wears four. When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he stands there like a Kohen Hedyot. Nothing was taken away, nothing was changed. It's just that he was changed, that here he stands like a Kohen Hedyot. So it mitigates, it takes away some of the impact of the question, why did you take away four garments from him? We didn't take anything away. A Kohen Hedyot serves this way all the time. Now he's like a Kohen Hedyot, at least in this matter of the garments. Ches, the mitzvot menoich v'shtein, demsiim loshan Rashi v'kolim shel butz. This also explains why Rashi concludes this by saying, and all of them were made of linen. Kavanas Rashi is nishnor tzemadgizayin, as didalu begadim zayin nishkan inishol kateger. On the first glance, it might seem that Rashi is re-emphasizing that there is no gold in these garments. That's why he could go into the Kodesh Kodashim with these garments, because they're all made of linen, and therefore that's what he can wear in the Kodesh Kodashim. But it's not just that. Dibaldas kulum shulbutz nor das is a oich atoisus raya. Rather, what Rashi is trying to say with these words is another proof, as the shimish b'fnim b'yemikipurim is kikayin hedyet. He wants to emphasize that when the Aaron stands, when the Kohen Gadol stands inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he is wearing the garments of a Kohen Hedyot. He's trying to emphasize that point. I'm saying that all of the garments that he's wearing are made of linen brings out that point. How so? Vengdem avnet shel Aaron, in regards to the gartel, the belt that Aaron wore, state in Parsha Begudei. In Parsha Pekudei, where it talks about how they actually made the garments, in Parsha Tetzaveh says how they should make the garment. Hashem commanding Moshe, this is how they should be made. In Parsha Pekudei, it talks about, and they did this and they did that. They made it as Hashem had commanded. Over there it says, as gemacht geworden von sheish mazor. Over there it talks about the belt that Aaron wore for the Kohen Gadol, that it was made out of spun linen. Utcheles vargamen, and blue wool and purple wool, v'telashani and red wool, ma'ase reikim, crocheted. I think right reikim means. That's how they made the gartel. So it says that it was made not just of linen, but also blue wool, purple wool, red wool, and so on. In Parsha Tetzaveh, when it talks about it, in Parsha Tetzaveh, where state their tzivi yafasiyas, where it talks about Hashem telling Moshe how they should be made. State not as Avnet Zavzai Ma'aser Reikim, over there it only says that it should be crocheted. As Zokta Benish Debai from Velacher Min or the Minim as Vetgemacht, over there it doesn't mention which materials it should be used in making this crocheted belt. Mashenka by the Sias Abagodim and Parsha Pekudei, but then when it talks about how they actually made it in Parsha Pekudei, state over there it already does say as Avnei Shel Aaron Kohen Gadol, that the belt of Aaron the Kohen Gadol is given from the Dalad Min, from the Minim Anal, was made of the blue wool soa. Kumtoi, so it comes out as Avnei Shel Aaron is nish nor from bad, that Aaron's belt was not only of linen, it had wool also. Hein viz of the pasuk by Avnei bad yachker. So now how could the pasuk say they should wear a belt of linen? His belt, the Kohen Gadol's belt, was made of wool as well. Is the far gedrungen, so therefore from here we see as the begadim is an anish to big the Kohen Gadol, that the begadim that he was wearing, the garments that he was wearing to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, were not the regular four garments that he wore together with the other four which had gold in them. It was a different set. Nor does in the Arbaah Kohen Hedyot. Rather, he was wearing the type of garment that the ordinary Kohen wore. What do we know about the belt of the ordinary Kohen? When Rashi named on, and Rashi accepts, he goes with the opinion, b'pshutishol mikra, at least from the simple reading of the Psukim, which is what Rashi always explains, Adoz was the Pasuk tailed ois avneta sholar and parsha bekudei, that the reason that the Pasuk separates and talks about Aaron's belt as separate from the other Kohenim's belt, when the Montnish the Avneta from Bonov, and over there where it talks about that they made this belt for Aaron, it doesn't talk about and they made the belt for Aaron and his sons. It doesn't say that. It only says the belt of Aaron. Chodsh dorten gufa, even though in the rest of the garments, right there in Parsha Mekudei, the manta pasuk down there, gimel begana from bnei Aaron, it does mention the other garments that they made for the sons of Aaron, which means for the ordinary kohen, but it doesn't mention his sons in regards to the belt. And the reason for this is, while the pasuk read dorten dafke begana bnei tishal Aaron, Rashi accepts that what this means is it was only the belt of Aaron that was made of those other materials, the blue wool and the red wool and the purple wool. But when we talk about in regards to the belts of the other sons of Aaron, they were made different than Aaron's belt, meaning to say, blois from bad. The regular Kayanim's belts were made just from linen. Only the Kayan Gadol's belt was made of the other materials as well. Now, when the Pasuk says on Yom Kippur that he should wear a belt of linen, obviously he's not wearing the regular belt that he wears during the year, because that's not just of linen. So he's wearing garments which are similar, or the set of garments which a regular kohen wears. And that's why Rashi says it, in order to emphasize that he was wearing the garments of a kohen hedyot. That brings another proof that it is the garments of a kohen hedyot that he's wearing inside the Kodesh Kodashim, not just that he took off the other four and is left with the regular set of four that he wears anyway during the year. Tess. V'yashloimer, and we could even go so far as to say, Adas is, that this idea is from the Inyonim of Floim al Derech HaLacha Shubapirish Rashi, that this is one of the things that we find extraordinary explanations that are beneath the surface, that we don't see at first glance. But when you think about it, you see there's a new thing that can be understood in regards, in this case, in matters of halacha, which come out from this Rashi. Rashi is mechulek mitin Rambam. Rashi seems to be arguing with the Rambam in the Mgedah from the Big Day Kodesh Yom Kippurim in regards to what qualifies the, what defines the garments of Yom Kippur, the garments that he wore on Yom Kippur. The Rambam says, Big Day Kodesh Shloshim Minim, that there are three different types of garments that the Kohenim wore. There is the Bigdei Kohen Hedyot, the ordinary Kohen's garments. Then there's the Bigdei Zav, the golden garments that the Kohen Gadol wore. And then there's the Bigdei Lavan, the white garments that he wore on Yom Kippur. Lushitas HaRambam, in other words, that according to Rambam, said in the Bigdei Lavan Shlom Kippurim and under Min Begodim, the garments that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur are a different category of clothing. Nisht Asiz an Ist Iser tzutrogen bigdik zor befnim. Not to say that since you're not allowed to wear golden garments inside the Kodesh Kodashim, bleiben beim iber nor defir for seine acht begodim. Therefore, he's left with only the four that are not the golden garments. The Rambam says, no, that's not what's happening. Nor is it dritter min begodim. The four garments that he wears on Yom Kippur are a different set of garments. They're a different type of garment. That's why he divides it into three separate categories of garments. On the other hand, he also doesn't say, he doesn't include them into the ordinary Kayan's garments. He doesn't say, there is two types of garments, the ordinary Kayan, and then there is the eight garments that the Kohen Gadol wears. And on Yom Kippur, he wears the ordinary Kohen's garments. He doesn't say that either. But Rashi, on the other hand, is medayig as befnim darfa mishama zainan in arba ke Kohen hedyot. Rashi says, no, there is two sets. There is the golden set for the Kohen Gadol, the eight garments, and then there is the four that a Kohen hedyot wears. And on Yom Kippur, in the Kodesh Kodashim, the Kohen Gadol wears those four garments. Al derech ze zetmen im chiluk from Rashi mit the Rambam. Another difference that we see between Rashi and the Rambam in the chiluk from Bigdei Lavan is in nochan inyan. We see another difference between Rashi and the Rambam in regards to the linen garments in another matter. The Rambam says as avedus hamiyuchedus liyim ze beBigdei Lavan. The Rambam says that the white garments that are the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur are only when he does the avodas which are specific to this day. if there is an Aveda which only occurs on Yom Kippur, so then he does it with the gold, the white garments. Big Day Lovan is Adin and Aveda Seim. In other words, that the white garments are connected to something which happens on that day, specific to that day. Vosterin is Farana Shverkad, which that leaves a question. That leaves a difficulty. If you explain it that way, because as we said before, the Ayla Oilo and Ayla Om, the ram that he brought for the Oilo, his personal ram, and Ayla Om, the ram that he brought on behalf of the Jewish people as an atonement for them, those two rams are both specific to Yom Kippur. They're never brought any other day except for this day of Yom Kippur. And still he doesn't wear the white garments for those two. He wears the golden garments. So that leaves a question to how does the Rambam connect the white garments to something that is specific to Yom Kippur. Here are two Avedas which are specific to Yom Kippur, and yet he does them with the eight garments. On the other hand, Rashi, Fabinta b'dem chiyuv from Big Day Lovan b'dem Pnim. Rashi connects the wearing of the four garments with whatever he does inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says Nishtoli in Aveda Soim, it has nothing to do with whether it's a Aveda which is specific to Yom Kippur, nor in the art from the Aveda. What's important is where is he going to be doing this Aveda. Also, Zved Gitonim Pnim, anything, any Aveda that is done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or as we said before, an Aveda which is there to facilitate what is going to happen inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Tafkitam Verim Bebig Dei Lovan, has to be done with the white garments. So let's say there are certain karbonas that he brought outside in the regular space of the Beis HaMikdash, but the blood of those karbonas were going to be brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be sprinkled there. So when he brought those karbonas, he also wore the white garments, because it's there for the purpose of providing the blood to be sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So going back to this, because as we said before, is loit Rashi b'pshutosh l'mikra, according to the way Rashi sees it in the simple explanation of the psukim, the ike kapara of Yom Kippurim, the main atonement of Yom Kippur is mitzad the knisa lefnaya lefnim, is because the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where he reaches kapara for the yidden. On the avodas ayom zayn ablois atnaya machshut zayn knisa, and the other types of avoda which are done specific to Yom Kippur, but they're not done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, are there in order to prepare the way for him to be able to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So those Avedas do not have to be done with the white garments, they're done with the regular golden garments. But anything that is done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what he wears the four garments for. That's another difference between the Rambam and Rashi. Yud, v'ule yeshleimer, and perhaps we can explain also, as the tzvei inyanim and all, that these two ideas that we made, the two differences that we pointed out between Rashi and the Rambam, which number one is tzibig de loven is an inish shlili, other an inish chiyuvi, whether the white garments is just that it's not the golden garments, or that it's a separate set of garments, as the Rambam says, that it's a separate category of garments, whereas Rashi just sees it as the elimination of the golden garments. And the second difference between them, whether the white garments is connected to what is happening on the day Yom Kippur, or as Rashi says, that it has to do with entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what it has to do with. So in the Talib is ever said, they're actually dependent on each other. If we say, as the Rambam says, that it's a specific type of garment which is specific to Yom Kippur, it's a separate category of garments, is mistabat tzuzog, then it makes sense to say that the adin in avodas hayoyim, that is connected to what is happening on that day. Because just like the Torah connects the wearing of the garments of the Kohenim with the Avodah, with the service that they do, Azoy is that din miyuchot from Big Day Lovan aprat in the Avodah miyuchedus in them talk. So it would stand to reason to say that the white garments that are worn in on Yom Kippur are connected to the Aveda which is being done on Yom Kippur. That's why they're specific to this day. There's a separate category of garments for this day, and that's how the Rambam sees it. Oib aber de inyan von bigdei lavan is an inyan shlili, but if we look at the white garments as merely the elimination of the gold garments, as tarin is ayin bigdei zav, because they're not allowed to be any golden garments, is mistabetz zogim. There it makes more sense to say as the isur is forbunden nishmid the avoda gufa, that the prohibition of wearing gold garments is not connected so much with the type of Aveda that is being done on this day, nor with the makam from the Aveda, but rather where is this Aveda being done? When you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the space of the Kodesh HaKadoshim does not allow gold to enter into that place. That is contrary to the idea of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, the two opinions which emerge from Rashi and the Rambam actually complement each other. The two opinions that they hold on this matter complement the other opinion in each case. Yud Aleph. From them Pirush Rashi, from this Rashi we also have a lesson in the way we serve Hashem. B'shasa Yid Vil Poel Zayin, when a Yid wants to bring about, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, as the Pasuk says, before God you shall be cleansed. Person wants to bring cleansing. Benegei Yizich, both in regards to himself, Benegei Yatzveitin, and also in regards to another Yid. Umbrengen Alamin Lufnei Hashem, and he wants to bring everyone himself, another Jew, before Hashem. Nen Tetzameibishim, meaning he wants to bring a Jew closer to Hashem himself, and closer to Hashem, to the Torah, and to the mitzvahs. Tafetzum Alam Eshten Wissen, the first thing he has to know is that as the tzud fadet sich as a zolarangi lefnim, the first thing he has to know is you have to go inside, you have to get inside to the matter. Er darf sich de gruntoven arangin in sein pnimis hanefesh. He has to first dig deep, and you have to get to the, you're not on the surface, you can't deal with surface matters, you have to get to the crux of the matter, you have to dig into the essence of your soul. And it's only through this, when you get below the surface, you see what's going on the inside, only then can you reach atonement and cleansing. Both in regards to yourself and in regards to other people as well. So that's brought out from the fact that true atonement can only be reached, as Rashi says, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you get to the inside, dig deep, dig into what's going on inside the soul. When the veg so arangin lufnim is, how do you get to the inside? Durch oistan zayin l'kabedil seferes, as Rashi says, the only way going into the base, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, means you have to get rid of the l'kabedil, those garments which are for honor and beauty. You have to shed all considerations of your own personal standing, your own personal honor, your own personal glory, all that has to be left on the outside. The big days of, meaning the golden garments, have to be shed for this. Kol's man, as long as it still matters to you about how you come across, you can't get to the inside, you can't dig below the surface. You're still busy with the surface matters. Pnimis Agavani, you can't get to the inner purpose. Dafke b'shasa filled zich v'yakayin hedyet. Only when you begin to feel and recognize that we are nothing more than an ordinary person. Nish b'bigdei zav, not with golden garments, nor b'bigdei lavan, but with white garments. Kulam shabutz, all of them are simple linen. By em is made the inner pshitus. What comes across now is the simplicity of the person, not all those outer accoutrements which make you look different than who you really are. You have to get to the inside. What's simple? The simplicity of who you are. That's where you have to be. Does dafke, only that machtim roy, that makes you fitting to arangin lefnim, to be able to enter into the inside, to the inner sanctum, and durch dem poilin akapor v'tar, and through this to bring about atonement and cleansing, and nishnor of zich, and not only for yourself, nor oich efat zveitin, but also for other people around you. biz az v'chippa ba'adaya, till you can reach the level where, as it says by the Kayin Gadol, he shall bring atonement for himself, uba'ad beisayim, for his family, uba'ad kol kahal Yisrael, and on behalf of the entire Jewish community.